day as I was walking past the bridge and dolphin's barn, down by the old canal I saw some children in a car. In the back they were shooting up smack and I had a bird's eye view. When I dialed for help, told me there's nothing we can do. On both sides of the river, clearly to be seen, down along O'Connell Street and up to Stephen's Green. Heroin sold openly, there was no need to hide. Drugs but were outnumbered, seems like their hands were tied. John Packer Humphreys, he's a family man. Him and his wife, they give the children everything they can. Faced with the scourge of heroin, they'd not accept defeat. They joined other concerned parents to put the dealers off the street. They marched in dealers' houses and ordered them to quit. Time and time again, they warned, we've had enough of it. Dirty needles in our doorways, junkies hanging all about. Keep on dealing heroin and you're gonna be moved out. From St. Teresa's Gardens to the flats in Ballymun, concerned parents' action and the dealers on the run. They swore they'd stick together till the heroin was stopped. Can anybody tell me why they got their knuckles wrapped? They were rounded up and charged with crimes against the state, brought down to the Green Street Court to decide their fate. There wasn't any jury and there was no bail. Concerned parents were taken off to jail. I was sitting in the gallery with families, friends and wives. I strained to hear who told the truth, who was telling lies. Dealers, junkies and police on the prosecution side, I swear to God that's what I saw before my very eyes. On and he fought them tooth and nail, and a dozen well-armed soldiers drove him to the Port Leash jail. Tried to protect his children, found guilty of a crime. One man gets a pension and another man gets time. This morning I was walking past the bridge in Dolphin's Barn, and I heard a small bird whisper, mind you don't come to any harm.